Hey everybody, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Dopamine Fast. You know that feeling when you're scrolling through social media and suddenly it's like 3 hours later? You check your phone 100 times before you even realize it? Yeah, me too. That's the dopamine hit we're talking about today, how to manage our relationship with technology and social media so it doesn't manage us. Because, let's be real, folks, these platforms are designed to keep us hooked. They're like those irresistible video games you just can't put down, except they affect every aspect of our lives. But fear not. We're going to break it down into 5 key takeaways that will help you reclaim control and actually enjoy the digital world instead of letting it rule your life. First up, awareness is power. Seriously, how much time are you actually spending on these apps? It's easy to say just a few minutes, but then, before you know it, you binged an entire season of your favorite show, watched 10 cat videos in a row, and haven't even gotten out of bed. Use those built-in screen time trackers. They're there for a reason. Knowing where your time goes is the first step to changing your habits. Next, intentionality. Ask yourself before you open that app, what am I hoping to gain from this? Are you looking for information? Connecting with friends? Just trying to kill some boredom? Once you know your intention, it's easier to decide if using that app right now is actually serving that purpose. Number 3, curate your feed. Follow accounts that inspire you, make you laugh, or teach you something new. Unfollow anything that drains your energy or makes you feel bad about yourself. Remember, social media doesn't have to be a highlight reel of other people's perfect lives. It can be a space for genuine connection and positivity. Fourth, schedule digital detox time. We're not talking about going full hermit mode here, but even just an hour or two each day without screens can make a huge difference. Use that time to go for a walk, read a book, have a real conversation with someone, or simply relax and recharge. You'll be amazed how much more present and focused you feel when you give your brain a break from the constant stimulation. And finally, remember, technology is a tool, not your master. It can be incredibly helpful and even fun, but it's important to use it consciously and intentionally. Don't let it consume your time, energy, or happiness. Let me tell you about Sarah. She used to be glued to her phone, checking social media first thing in the morning, scrolling through Instagram during lunch breaks, and staying up late watching TikTok videos. It was taking over her life. One day, she realized that she wasn't even enjoying it anymore. She felt anxious, overwhelmed, and disconnected from the real world. So, Sarah decided to make a change. She started tracking her screen time, unfollowed accounts that made her feel bad about herself, and scheduled digital detox time each day. She even downloaded an app that blocked social media notifications during work hours. It wasn't easy at first, but slowly things started to shift. Sarah felt calmer, more focused, and actually had time for the things she loved, like spending time with friends, going for walks in nature, and reading books. Remember, you have the power to change your relationship with technology and social media. Start by taking small steps, like being more aware of your usage, setting boundaries, and prioritizing real-life connections. It's a journey, not a destination, but trust me, it's worth it. So, there you have it. 5 key takeaways to help you manage social media and technology effectively. Remember, awareness, intentionality, curation, scheduling detox time, and remembering that technology is a tool are your secret weapons to reclaim control and live a more fulfilling life. Are you ready to take the challenge? Head over to our website and share your experiences, your challenges, your wins. Let's create a community of support and shared learning. And don't forget to subscribe to the Dopamine Fast so you never miss an episode packed with real talk and actionable advice for living your best life. Until next time, keep it real, keep it intentional, and keep leveling up.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.